This is Awesome Etiquette from the Infinite Guest Podcast Network and presented by VPR. I'm Daniel Post-Senning.
And I'm Lizzie Post from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
My husband and I are involved in planning a wedding for a couple in their mid-20s. Bride's dad is totally out of the picture. So far, mom has been uninvolved in any planning, despite bride's efforts to get her in the loop. The couple are getting married in our backyard, footing most of the bill themselves. Here's my husband's and my dilemma. They are planning a late afternoon wedding with dinner and dancing. The menu for 75 guests is to be breakfast burritos and French toast, served buffet style. I believe guests will have the option of choosing burrito fillings. Mimosas, beer, possibly sangria, and a non-alcoholic beverage. We tried to dissuade them. How about a 10 a.m. wedding? As we believe this will not be remembered fondly, but viewed as cheap and or tacky by a number of folks who will be traveling some distance, paying for lodging and a gift. The couple say they don't care if people think they are crazy. They seem to be going a bit for shock effect. Are we out of touch? Are we concerned about nothing? Should we drop it? Thanks, Patty.
Well, Patty, technically it is their party, and they can breakfast if they want to. But the reality is that brides and groom can serve anything they want to. I agree with you in that I think that it's definitely not what's expected. And my concerns would be more with, just like if someone said they were going to serve spaghetti at their wedding, just be aware that guests are probably going to be dressed up for this. And, you know, I think of a burrito as hand food. People will probably use forks and knives for these burritos. But just if I was going to go the breakfast route for my wedding dinner, I would probably offer, I think, a bigger variety of more traditional breakfast foods. Not that a breakfast burrito isn't known all over this country, but I would probably do like an omelet instead, you know, that definitely you eat with a fork and knife. And I'd have some breakfast meats available and some fruit available, too, so that it's not
like
just burritos and French
this
toast.
This is going. Dress it up.
Dress it up a little bit. But at the same time, it is their wedding and they can choose what they want. And I don't think they should worry so much. I would think that people would find it tacky if they had a cash bar. That is tackier to me than
Breakfast
for dinner, which I think is a treat.
Some people love breakfast for dinner.
Yeah. I would also think about adding something like a brunch-style salad to this, just to kind of bring it into that more brunch category.
And to round out the meal, it's not the aesthetic choice of breakfast for dinner, but can your guests eat something? Is there something comfortable
for everybody
that they can feel well fed? I mean, oftentimes these weddings, from 2 in the afternoon till 10 at night, you're responsible for feeding people essentially two meals.
Exactly.
And you really want to be sure there's enough there that people are going to, and they're going to appreciate it, that it's going to feel like a festive occasion. I love your idea of fruit salad. Dress up that breakfast for dinner a little bit. Round it out.
I also think that if you're looking for an explanation as for why this was the meal, I think it's pretty clear that the couple loves breakfast food. So breakfast for dinner is a treat in many families. I don't think it's too out there. I would not worry so much about what everyone else is going to think about this. That would be our answer to the question is don't worry quite so much. Just make sure that the food you offer is, like we've been saying, well-rounded. And I think that it's going to be a wonderful wedding. Kudos to you for helping out a young couple who clearly doesn't have all the support from both families that they could use, and for being there and being available and for supporting them on this big day. But we hope that answers your question, Patty, and have a fabulous time eating French toast at this wedding. This is Awesome Etiquette from the Infinite Guest Podcast Network and presented by VPR.
Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com.
You can also listen to our full-length weekly podcast. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.
Awesome Etiquette is recorded at Vermont Public Radio and is produced by Infinite Guest.